早安，弟兄姐妹朋友。
Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
每次我看到我们教会前面这排的这几排的年轻人的时候
，Every time I see the first few rows of young people,
我不知道你们心里怎么想。
I don't know what you guys are thinking.
但是我每次看到他们啊坐在那儿的时候，我都很高兴。
But when I see them there seated in the first few rows, I'm very happy.
你知道这群。年轻人，不是孩子了哈，青少年，年轻人。
These young adults, these youths are no longer children.
他们坐在前面。
They sit in the front.
不是因为教会规定他们坐前面了。
Not because we're making them sit in the front.
也不是父母跟他们讲说规定你坐前面好好专心认真。
Not because their parents told them to sit in the front so they pay attention.
他们自然就坐到前面来。
They have naturally migrated to the front.
因为他们坐在这里，他们是在敬拜神。
Because when they sit there, they're worshiping God.
他们唱诗歌敬拜神。
They're singing worship songs to worship God.
他们愿意在这边好好的用心听到来敬拜神。
They're willing to sit up front here and pay attention to the sermon to worship God.
我记得我在他们那个年纪的时候，我们那时候的教会。
When I was their age in our church then.
那个年轻人你知道是坐最后一排的。
The youth back in the day used to sit in the very back.
我记得那时候我们租用一个教堂很大，可能可以坐个三四百人。
We were renting a church at the time that was very large, and we could seat about 300 to 400 people.
但是教会人数只有六七十八十人。
We had maybe 60 to 80 people in our church.
所以大人呢就坐前面。
So all the adults sat in the very front.
中间就很空。
There was a big blank space in the middle.
然后年轻人就坐后面。
And all the young people sat in the very back.
那你就可以想象坐后面在干什么。
So think about what you're doing when you're sitting in the back.
可能就比较不专心。
Probably not paying attention.
那我们就发现那样的孩子在教会里，他们是跟着父母来教会。
And we realize that those are the kids who come to church with their parents.
他们因为父母来教会，所以只好跟着来。
They come because they're forced to because their parents.
但是我们感谢神，我们教会，我们的孩子，我们引领他们认识耶稣。
We give thanks to God that the youth we have here, they are here and they know Jesus.
我们要让他们自己跟主耶稣基督有个人的关系。
We let them have their own relationship with Christ.
就是我们对他们的期盼，就是我们对为他们的祷告。
And this is the hope we have for them, and the prayer we have for them.
那他们的灵命如何，就是反映出我们大家的灵命如何。
And their the state of their spiritual lives and their walks is a reflection of all of ours.
所以我们感谢神赐给我们一个。在灵里面是有一个有活力的教会。
So we thank God for giving us a church that has a very live, a lot of life and spirit.
年轻人看到我们这些所谓的成人呐、啊、
，When they see us old people,
他们可以说他们这群人是名副其实的基督徒，他们就是实在的基督徒。
They can look at us old people and say, "Oh, those are real Christians."
对，不是只是表面的基督徒。
They are not just Christians in name only.
不是只是一个有宗教信仰的人。
They're just not people with a religion.
是一个有福音、有生命的一个神的儿女。
They are people with the gospel and the life.
几周前在读经的时候，读到以赛亚书第61章。
A few weeks ago, as I was reading the Bible, I read Isaiah chapter 61.
事实上，当我们在读到以赛亚书或者是圣经里面的先知书的时候
，When we read the book of Isaiah or any of those of the prophets,
可能一般人一开始就觉得说很艰难。
People probably think this is really complicated.
然后第二，为什么里面讲这么多严厉神严厉的话，然后就是被他们这些人就是被骂，然后就是要被惩罚
？How come this is so strict and there's so much stuff about being punished in there?
然后呢，就讲神就把他们的罪恶全部都明白的指出来。
And God is just enumerating all of their sins.
所以很多人的反应就是读起来很闷呐、啊，很沉。
So people don't really like reading it because it's just so depressing.
但是事实上，先知书就是圣经里面神的心意，让我们看见的事实上是神的拯救。
But in reality, when we read these books, it's really about God's heart and His plan for our salvation.
因为我们有罪恶，因为我们在生活当中遇到挫折和患难，所以我们需要拯救。
Because we are sinners, because we face many difficulties in our life, that's why we need God and His salvation.
所以我们看见的事实上是神的 恩典和他的拯救。
What we really see in these books is God's grace and His salvation.
是他给我们的祝福。
It's blessings that He's given us.
那我在读到，特别是以赛亚书第61章的时候，圣灵就感动我说，这个信息要跟弟兄姐妹们分享。
And when I read chapter 61 of Isaiah, the Spirit moved me, and I needed to share this with brothers.
我们今天不读整章，但是我们就读前后的。最前最后的这四节经文。
We're not going to read the entire chapter, but we're going to read the first two and the last two verses of chapter 61.
先知以赛亚在以赛亚书61章第一、第二节，他说：“主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华高了我，叫我传福音给困苦的人，差遣我去医治伤心的人，向被掳的宣告自由，向被囚的宣告释放。”宣告耶和华悦纳人的喜年和我们的神报仇的日子，安慰悲哀的人。
Chapter 61 verses 1 to 2. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn.
最后第十节，他说：“我要因耶和华大大的欢喜，我的心靠着我的神快乐，因为他给我穿上救恩的衣服，给我披上公义的外袍，好像新郎戴上华冠，又像新娘佩戴装饰。地怎样发生苗芽，园子怎样使所种的生长起来，主耶和华也必怎样使公义和赞美在万国之前生长出来。”
Verses 10 to 11. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all the nations.
神的话借着先知以赛亚对当时的神的百姓这样子说。
This is what the words of God through the prophet Isaiah has said to his people.
当时的以色列人是已经失去了他们的国家。
The Israelites of that time have already lost their country.
他们已经失去了他们的家园。Their own home.
They've lost their home.
他们被掳到了他们的仇敌的手中。
They have fallen into the hands of their enemies.
无家可归。
They have no home to dwell in.
落魄。
They're poor.
但是神借着以赛亚宣告他的拯救。
But the Lord used Isaiah to announce his salvation.
他们在外在的患难当中。
When they are cast out and in the depths of despair,
在他们内心沉闷，可能会觉得无望的时候，
when they're depressed and they are hopeless,
神向他们宣告他的同在，他的救赎，他的医治。
The Lord has announced to them his comfort and his aid and his salvation.
在这整章的经文当中，
in this entire passage,
没有用到盼望这个词。
The word hope is not used a single time.
但是整章里面让我们看见的就是神所赐给人的盼望。
But despite the lack of the specific word, all the whole passage is a reflection of the hope that God has given us.
盼望
hope
是对我们的生命来讲是绝对必要的。
Hope is an indispensable part of our lives.
但是时常却是我们不完全明白的。
But it's not something we truly understand.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第八节。
Let's look at Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 8.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第八节。新约的圣经保罗这样子说。我们既然是属于白昼的，也就是说我们是属于神的，是属于光明的。我们就应当谨慎，我们要披上信和爱的胸甲， 我们要戴上救恩的盼望来做头盔。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation.
在一个有黑暗的势力影响的世界之下，
in a dark, dark world,
天灾人祸，
with natural disasters and just evils committed by man,
或者是我们自己在生活当中我们遇见的困境，
or when we hit bumps in the road in just our regular lives,
或者我们自己对我们自己的人格还有我们自己那污秽和有罪的的生活和态度，我们有了敏感的心。
What is 敏感的心？
Sensitive.
When we're sensitive to our own sins and our own lack of character,
神跟我们说我们要警醒啊，做神的儿女要 be alert.
Oh, God said to be alert to his children.
我们要披上信心和爱心的胸甲。
We must put on the breastplate of faith and love.
头上戴着的头盔是救恩的盼望。
And the helmet is the hope of salvation.
圣经告诉我们信心、爱心和盼望是我们在生命当中我们绝对要去维护的。
The Bible tells us that faith, hope and love is, is something that we must protect in our lives.
我们没有一个人是在第一世纪做这个士兵的。
None of us were soldiers in the first century.
我们从来没有一个人戴上盔甲拿着刀子在那边要跟人家打仗的。
I don't think any of us has put on armor and held a sword to go
and fight anyone. 但是我想我们若是在跟人做生死战争的时候，
I assume that if we were going to fight someone to the death,
我们一定知道最重要的护具就是保护头的和保护我们心的。
We know that if we were going to fight, the part that we must protect would be our chest where our heart resides and our heads.
头盔和护心的是保护着我们生命当中绝对不可以缺少的两样的这个器官。
The breastplate and the helmet are what protects the two most essential parts of our bodies.
你如果头受了伤害，你如果心受了伤害，这个叫做致命伤，这个是会死的。
If you are injured in your brain, your head, or your heart, that is a mortal injury.
但是对基督徒来讲，我们一般对信心，我们对爱心，我们比较有概念，我们比较了解。
But for Christians, we understand faith and love.
我们知道信心不是只是信上帝是存在的。
We know that faith is not just believing that God is real.
我们知道信心是要学习我们去信靠神，我们去依赖神。
Faith is learning to trust in God, to rely on God.
然后我们知道爱心不只是我们接受神的爱。
And love is just not just receiving God's love.
我们接受他在爱当中给我们的赦罪。
We don't just receive his forgiveness in his love.
对，我们在他的爱中得到他的怜悯，得到他的接纳。
In his
mercy,
in his love, we receive not just forgiveness and mercy.
Yeah, and his acceptance.
And his acceptance.
我们知道我们要被神的爱充满。
We know we are to be filled by His love.
当我们被神的爱充满之后，我们就能够做一个有爱的人。
When we are filled with God's love, we can become a loving person ourselves.
我们就是一个能够去爱的人。
We are someone who is incapable of loving others.
甚至我们可以说我们是一个敢爱的人。
We're someone who dares to love.
但是我们讲到盼望的时候，
But when we speak of hope,
我们可能就抓抓头，就说不知道怎么去解释这个东西。
We probably scratch our heads and think, well, I don't really know how to explain this.
什么叫做救恩的盼望？
What does hope of salvation mean?
救恩的盼望是不是代表我还没有救恩，但是我希望有这个救恩呢？
Does that mean we don't have the salvation yet, but we really want it?
还是说救恩还没有来，未来会有个救恩，那我是希望这个未来的救恩我能够得到？
Or is it a situation where salvation has not occurred, but it's something that will happen in the future, and I really hope that happens to me.
虽然我们对救恩可能，虽然我们对盼望可能没有一个很明确的认识，可是我们至少知道这两种解释好像都不妥当了。
Now, we may not really know how to explain what hope means, but using these two definitions, that just doesn't sound really right.
如果你觉得这两种解释都不妥当，那你就对了。
If you agree that this definition sounds off, you are correct.
盼望是神赐给我们在生命当中最大也是最宝贵的祝福之一。
Hope is a gift from God that is one of the greatest and largest blessings He can give us.
我们要能够得到神赐给我们在生命中最大最宝贵的这个祝福之一，我们就要对他有认识。
For us to really receive such a large blessing, such a treasure from God, we really need to know Him.
那《纽约时报》曾经登过这样的一个故事。
There was once a story in the New York Times.
讲到是一个白手起家的一个身价亿万的企业家。
A man who's a self-made millionaire.
他的名字叫做尤金·莱恩 ，Eugene Lane.
His name is Eugene Lane.
那他曾经对着在纽约哈林区的一群六年级的孩子做过改变他们生命的帮助。
He did something that changed the lives of sixth graders in Harlem.
因为他有钱啊，有影响力。
Because he's rich and influential.
所以呢，他毕业的小学就请他在毕业典礼的时候对这群六年级的孩子做致辞。
Because he's now rich and influential, the elementary school he attended invited him to come back and give the sixth grade commencement speech.
那他很想要能够鼓舞这群比较贫穷或者是家庭背景的这个学业很低的这些孩子们。
And he really wanted to encourage and uplift these kids who are from rougher backgrounds, who have come from fractured families.
因为他看着这群孩子，他知道这些孩子可能很多高中都毕不了业。
And looking at them, he knew that many of them probably wouldn't even be able to graduate from high school.
他面对的这群孩子基本上全都是黑人或者是这个西班牙裔的孩子。
Before him sat kids mostly from a black or Hispanic background.
他看着这群孩子，人家根本都不理他。
He's looking at them and they're not even paying any attention to him.
所以他就把他准备好的致辞稿放一边。
So he set aside his prepared remarks.
他就是对着这群那一届是61个学生。
So there's 61 students.
他跟他们说，你们要待在学校里。
And he tells them you must stay in school.
认真读书。
Pay attention and study.
如果你们高中毕业进了大学，我帮你们付学费。
If you graduate from high school and you are admitted into college, I will pay your tuition.
当他对这群孩子说这个话的时候，你知道，那孩子的生命就起了变化。
Once he said those words, he changed their lives.
因为在许多这些孩子的生命当中，那是第一次他们感受到了盼望。
Because that's the first time in many of those students that they felt a kind of hope in their lives.
有一个学生他这样说。
A student said,
他说我那个时候对未来就有了一个期待。
At that point, I felt hope in my future.
我知道未来有个东西在等着我。
I know there's something waiting for me in the future.
他说这个感觉很棒。
This is an amazing feeling.
当时的校长跟这位莱恩先生说。
And the school principal at that time told Mr. Lang.
他说大概两三个孩子可能会得到你的这个礼物。
Out of this group of 61, maybe two or three kids will be able to obtain the gift of your tuition.
但是多年之后呢，那一届的孩子，那一届的学生，90%以上的高中毕业。
Out of that group of 61 children, over 90% graduated from high school.
你看，盼望不能只是一种希望。
Hope is not just wanting something.
不是只是说我希望某件事情可能会发生，某件事情可能会来到。
Not just I hope or I really want something to happen.
虽然我现在没有。
Even though I don't have it now.
但是我知道我在未来我可以得到。
I know sometime in the future I could have it.
盼望对我们来说，事实上是应该是影响我们今天的生活的态度和行为的。
Hope is something that should affect how we live our lives and how we behave today.
但是因为有了盼望，今天我的生活，我的生命开始有了改变。
Because we have hope, my life is changed starting from now.
现在的改变可以影响到我未来生命的变化，而且可以让我在生命当中得到胜利。
The hope that I have that changes my life now can impact my future.
这才是盼望的力量。
This is the strength and power of hope.
那今天呢，我希望跟弟兄姐妹们一起，我们在神的话语当中，我们开始一趟短短的这个探索神话语的旅程。
That sounded too exciting. What did you say?
So I'd like to begin today with a short journey with all of you into God's Word together. Okay, 这个短短的探索的旅程的 short journey, right?就是一个三堂的正道的迷你系列。
We're going to have a three sessions, a mini series of sermons.
我们要来看什么是救恩的盼望。
We're going to explore what the hope of salvation means.
因为根据帖撒罗尼迦前书五章八节告诉我们说，救恩的盼望在一个基督徒的生命当中，在我们的生活里面是不可或缺的。
Because 1 Thessalonians 5:8 tells us that hope is something in the life of a believer that is necessary and essential.
它是给我们活力的。
It's what gives us life.
那我把这三篇题目我这样子给他们定了一个主题。
We're going to talk about the topic of
第一个就是什么叫做合乎圣经的盼望呢？
The first topic is what is biblical hope?
那为什么它是这么的好？
And why is it so great?
那第二就是盼望很好，但是我们盼望什么呢？
The second is what is it that we hope for?
我们就能够去发现到神他多样奇妙美好的应许。
And we can learn about the wonder of God's promises.
那第三堂呢，就讲到有了这个盼望之后，它的结果是什么？
And the third session will be what is the fruit of this hope?
我们就看到就是所有的人在他一生当中都所想要得到的一切。
And we'll see that it's everything everyone ever wants in their lives.
今天我们就从第一堂来开始。
So we're going to start with the first part of the sermon.
圣经里面所教导我们，也就是神要我们认识的属神的盼望是什么？
What the Bible teaches us is what does
对神有盼望是什么？
What does it mean to hope in God?
事实上对神有盼望，我想对一般人来讲不是很自然的。
It's probably not something that occurs to us naturally.
但是这个盼望刚刚提到，事实上是在一个人的生命当中是最能够带来能力，而且是一个最宝贵的神的祝福。
But this is something that gives us, that is probably the most precious thing to us that gives us.
一个有盼望的人生跟一个没有盼望的人生是不同的展现的。
Someone with hope and someone without hope that shows us, they are completely different.
的确，就像刚刚培刚所提到的
，Like PK said.
我几乎每天我在为乌克兰跟俄国的战争祷告。
I pray for the war between Russia and Ukraine daily.
但是我祷告的不是战争本身。
But I don't pray for the war itself.
我祷告的是人。
I pray for the people.
有些人喜欢问，乌克兰跟俄国打战，你喜欢谁胜利啊？
Some people like to ask, in the war between Ukraine and Russia, who would you like to win?
我不管谁胜利。
I don't care who wins.
那我就希望那些在打战的这个军人还有受到伤害的这些人民，他们能够不再受到战争的伤害。
I hope that the soldiers who are fighting and the civilians who are being harmed will no longer be in harm's way.
但是我们看着这个情形的时候，我们心里面是很忧伤的。
When we look at the situation, our hearts are sad.
然后呢，我们一开始去年就希望它可能几天、几周、几个月之后就结束了。
Starting from last year, we keep hoping that will end in days, weeks, or months.
一年半下来，无止无尽的在那边打。
Now 18 months have passed and they're still fighting.
那无止无尽的打就表示无止无尽的人在死。
With all the continued fighting, it just means the death rate keeps climbing.
那没有人喜欢去想这个事情。
And people don't like thinking about these types
of things. 所以我们最后就是要不然就是心里面我看了我就忧伤，我就不去看它。
So we think, well, if it makes us sad to look at this, let's just not look at it.
我就对它漠视，我就不去管它了，跟我没关系。
So I will just kind of pretend it's not happening because it has nothing to do with me.
那我们今天可以这样对待它。
Now we can act like this.
如果你是住在乌克兰的人呢？
What if you live in Ukraine?
如果你有亲人在乌克兰呢？
If you have family in Ukraine.
如果你是俄国的俄国人呢？
If you're Russian.
然后你有亲人在俄国的军队里面，或者就在那些边界上面的城镇住，你能够默然，你能够去漠视不关心他们？
Or if you have family who is in the Russian military or who lives in one of the border towns, are you then able to just turn a blind eye to and pretend it's not happening?
当你看到夏威夷那个整个镇被火将一把烧去，全部都成为灰烬。
When you see how the wildfires have just swept through Hawaii and have just decimated entire cities,
你不敢去想它。
You don't want to think about it.
它不只是房子的上这个成为灰烬。
It's not just houses that burned down.
人都成为灰烬了。
People passed.
不能去想。
Don't want to think about it.
一想了就难过。
Because when you think about it, you're sad.
一想了就影响我们自己的情绪。
Because when you think about it, it affects your mood.
可是那不只是讲这些天灾人祸。
We're not just going to talk about natural disasters.
我们在我们的生活当中，我们碰到许许多多时候，对我们来讲是人生的挑战。
What if just in as a part of our daily lives, we run into obstacles?
突然之间去做个身体检查，医生跟我们说，你的这个病可能几个月之后，你人就不在了。
We go and see a doctor for a routine checkup, and suddenly we're diagnosed with something where they tell us that we may not be here in a few months.
孩子辛辛苦苦的养了几十年，十几年，突然间孩子跟你说，我跟你没关系了。
A child that you've raised for decades suddenly tells you, I want nothing to do with you.
我就不要你这个父亲，我不要你这个母亲。
I don't want you as my mother or my father.
辛辛苦苦的工作
，You work for years，
替公司做了几十年了
，For decades you slaved away for a company，
只剩几年了就要退休了
，You're years away from retirement，
公司一裁员，第一个裁的就是你
，And when they lay off people， you're the first one they let go，
小孩子还在大学读书
，Your kids are still in college，
当这些事情临到我们的思绪当中的时候。
When these obstacles fall into our lives,
弟兄姐妹和朋友，我们就发现
brothers and sisters and friends, we realize
环境面对的环境可能是一样
we may be facing these obstacles in the same environment.
但是我们看见过有人在这样的逆境当中，一个有盼望的人跟一个没有盼望的人，他们的生活是如何的。
But we can see that despite the same environment that they're in, the difference between the life of someone who has hope and one who does not.
一个真正有盼望的人，是个盼望是能够支持他生命的活力。
Someone who has hope is able to support their livelihoods or the spirit of life.
他们能有那个动力继续去面对。每日所来临的挑战。
They have the life and the spirit to be able to face these obstacles on a daily basis.
但是他们不只是有这种意志力要去突破难关，他们每日所行的，他们能够看见他们心中的平安，还有对未来的盼望，他们仍然能够有喜乐，能够微笑。
They just don't endure and persevere. They actually have hope and joy in their lives.
这个是我们爱我们的父神在主耶稣基督里面所赐给我们的盼望。
And this is the hope we have when we love our Lord Jesus Christ.
这么好的盼望是值得我们要去追求的。
A hope as great as this is something we must aspire to.
这是要我们能够认真的，然后我们要不断的，我们去操练的。
This is something that we must diligently seek and exercise.
否则的话，我们就成为沮丧。或者是对人无动于衷的人
，or else our spirits just become a downcast, despairing, and discouraged.
你看，我们来看诗篇四十二章第五节。
Let's look at Psalms chapter 42, verse 5.
诗篇四十二章第五节，诗人他这样说：“我的心啊，我的心啊，你为什么沮丧呢？为什么在我的里面不安呢？应当等候神，或说是应当盼望神。”因为我还要称赞他，他是我面前的拯救，他是我的神。
In Psalms chapter 42, verse 5, the psalmist says, Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God.
神已经将他的盼望赐给我们了，是他要我们经历的，要我们得到的。
He's already given us his hope, something that we can experience and have.
但是你看这个诗人对自己说，很奇怪啊，明明有神，明明有他的拯救，我心里面为什么这么沉闷，为什么这么沮丧？
But the psalmist still says, well, I'm saved, but why am I still sad? Why is my soul cast down?
这是一个我们做人的，就是在我们的生命当中，在我们的肉体里面一个很自然的经历和现象。
As people, this is just something that's normal and part of us.
但是有主耶稣基督救恩的人会对着我们的软弱的肉体说，你不需要这样。
But for those of us who are saved, we can look at our weak flesh and say, we don't have to be like this.
我们在神里面，我们可以有盼望。
We can have hope in Christ.
这是属灵生命的真实的操练。
And this is a
在属灵的生命
spiritual life
一个很真实的操练。
An exercise in our spiritual life.
只要我们人还在世上的时候，
as long as we are still here on earth，
也就是说，当我们还没有进入天堂天国，然后有这个神所应许我们的这个新身体的时候，
before we enter enter heaven and have our new bodies，
我们在人世间上就是会经历苦难。
As long as we are still here on earth， we will face obstacles。
然后我们的心啊，我们的灵啊，就是会受到它的影响。
And our hope。Our hearts and our spirit will be affected by this.
我们只要好好的去面对它。
We just have to face it correctly.
圣经的作者在神的面前都是这样子，很真诚无伪的，很敞开的。
Those who wrote in the Bible, they also experienced something very open about it.
我们不是假装有盼望，我们不是假装有力量，我们不是靠着意志力，然后就这样子表现在人的面前，说我很强。
We're not going to pretend everything's okay. We're not going to pretend we have hope. This is not about our own endurance, our own perseverance, where we tell everyone we're going to be fine.
但是当我们知道我们的心中我们是受到这个沮丧的。
But in our heart, we know we have power from God.
当我们知道我们心中不安的时候。
When our hearts are uncomfortable.
我们要记得神赐给我们在主耶稣基督里面的盼望。
We must remember the hope that God has given us.
如果我们不记得的话，
If we forget,
我们就会继续的变成软弱。
We will continue to be weak.
我们在生活生命当中，我们就是乏力，我们就没有力气去走我们这每一步。
We won't have the strength to take a step forward in our regular lives.
然后人家看到我们的时候，就算我们在走，我们就是这样很沉重、很沉重的要趴到地上的，在那边爬。
And when people see us, even though we're still moving, we're so burdened, it's like we're crawling on the ground.
所以我们要争取神所赐给我们的盼望。
So we want to take the faith that God has given us.
否则的话，我们的生命和生活就会消沉。
Otherwise, our lives are just sad.
盼望可以说是我们的情感力量的一个蓄水库。
Hope is like a reservoir.
Hope is. I didn't know where we were.
Yeah. Okay, just listen to me. Don't worry about it.
You are overestimating my Chinese. Hope is a reservoir of emotional strength for us.
这个盼望，事实上对我们人来说，是一种情感力量的蓄水库。
This hope is a reservoir of strength for us.
它这个盼望能够使我们活出一个。合乎神心意，合乎神话语，并且尊荣基督的一个生命。
It is what allows us to live a life that obeys God's word.
我在这件事情上面，我还想了许久。
I thought about this for a while.
因为你想想看，对我来说
，For me，
我们知道神要我们学习饶恕人。
God wants us to forgive people.
但是饶恕人可能是我们生命当中生活里面最难做到的一件事。
However, that is probably the most difficult thing we can do.
一个人他明明是伤害我的。
Someone harmed me.
一个人明明可能是恨恶我的。
Somebody who hates me. 然后
因为他使我的人生变成这么的悲惨。
Because of this person, my life sucks.
但是如果我在我的心灵深处，我经历到神所赐的盼望。
However, if I truly experience the hope that God gives us,
对我自己未来的盼望，对神对我生命的计划的盼望。
That I have a true hope for my future and the hope that God gives me.
我才可能开始去饶恕这个人，而不是去对他施展开这个绝地大反攻。
I may begin to forgive this person. What is 绝地大反攻？
instead
of fighting someone?
Instead of having Empire Strikes Back. Okay? Instead of it retaliating. Okay? 如果没有经历神所赐的盼望，我们不会，不可能去做到饶恕。
Without experiencing God's hope, there's no way we can forgive.
我只可能在我的肉体当中，从肉体，就是有，就是受到最污染的情绪当中去做出反应。
We would then react from
the way
our flesh wants us to react.
如果我被人小看。
If I am
put down by
someone.
而在我们的这个情绪的蓄水池里面，没有去能够去这个使用到我们的盼望。
And we don't have an emotional reservoir of hope.
我们是不可能用属神的方式，良善的性情去对待别人这种恶意的对待我。
There's no way we could treat someone with any good when they treat us with evil.
因为如果没有盼望的话，我怎么可能我怎么可能在他对我的这种攻击还有这种伤害之下，我还能够怎么样行在爱中，甚至去爱这个我的仇敌。
Without this hope, how do I absorb the wrongs that have been done to me and be able to act in love?
没有神所赐的盼望，唯一的一条路就是我就对自己，我就是越来越狭隘。
Without this hope, I have no option other than to sink into self-pity.
我就自己可怜自己。
I just feel sorry for myself.
如果在工作上面碰到了阻碍，
If I face a setback in work,
可能因为这个工作压力太大，而且呢时间太久。
I've been working, the hours I've been working have been too long and I have too much stress.
没有精力了。
I don't have any more energy.
或者说是公司或者是我自己所要做的这些项目或我的这个责任，我觉得我担负不起。
Or the duties that I have, the obligations that I have are things I can't endure.
那有的时候也许在教会的事工服事上面，没有当初的预期的那样子的一个结果。
Even if it's working within the church with coworkers and we're not getting the result we wanted.
那有的时候，工作最亲密、感情最好的同工，反而经常是让自己最难受的人。
Someone that you work with closely, the closest person you work with is someone who actually just needles you and makes you uncomfortable.
我们教会的长职都是很相爱的。
Our deacons are all very loving to each other.
而且我们彼此都认识很深。
We all have a deep understanding of each other.
但是很多时候伤害最大的就是从我们当中来的。
But the biggest harm that are usually ones that come from them.
如果我们在我们的心中，在我们的情感里面没有得到神所赐的盼望，
If we don't have the hope that comes from God,
我就没有这个力量能够怎么样站起来继续的推动事工，继续的来服侍人。
I will then not have the strength to stand up and keep going and to keep serving.
在生活当中常常还是会面对许多的试探。
We face temptation as a part of our regular lives.
可能是因为为了我个人的利益、个人的好处，或者说让我自己能够得到一些优势。
And perhaps there is a temptation to do something that is a benefit to myself.
那试探就是那我可以稍微撒点谎。
And I have the temptation to maybe lie a little bit.
我可能去偷窃。
I can steal something.
我可能就是不讲完全的诚实话。
I'm not completely honest.
当这些试探来临的时候，我们需要，我就需要去想神所赐给我的盼望是什么。
When I face these temptations, I need to look to the hope that God has given me.
这个盼望是赐给带着力量的。
The, with hope comes strength.
因为神所赐的盼望，所以我不需要为我自己的利益，或者是为了维护我自己的权益而去做这些控制。
Because I have strength that comes from hope in God, I don't have to do these things and, or succumb to these temptations to protect my own self-interest.
因为我看见的是神和神的应许。
Because I see God and God's will.
所以我才能够坚持走公义的道路。
So I can continue to walk in a path of righteousness.
我们就看见这些试探，我们就说这是试探，我需要拒绝它。
We can look at these temptations, look at them, see them, and just say, I reject them.
对一个属神的儿女来说，
For a child of God,
对一个基督徒来说，
For a Christian,
盼望是跟信心不分开的。
Hope is inextricably linked to faith.
一个对着主耶稣基督有信心、信靠神的人，是不能没有盼，不能是一个没有盼望的人。
For someone who has faith and relies on God, you have faith in God, hope in God.
我们可以说我们有个信仰。
We can say we have a religion.
我相信耶稣啊，我相信圣经啊，我相信神。
We can say we believe in Jesus, we believe in the Bible, we believe in God.
对，但是除非我们在我们的生命当中经历着盼望，追求着盼望。
Unless in our lives we experience and pursue hope.
我们就不可能在我们的生命当中去每天的经历到神那美好的改变生命的应许。
We are unable to experience the transformation that God provides in our lives.
我们就不能在我们的生活当中真正得到那种释放，然后得到自由。
We are unable to truly experience the freedom that we can find in God.
释放、自由是神的应许。
Freedom is a promise from God.
Yeah, our freedom and our deliverance is a promise from God.平安喜乐是神的祝福，神的应许。
Peace and joy are promises from God.
对生活的确，这个对生活的确信，对未来的这个希望，充满的信心的希望，是神的应许。
To have hope for our future, that is a promise from God.
这一切都是从对神的盼望而来。
All of these are from hope in God.
所以我对弟兄姐妹们，对我们教会的祷告。
So my prayer for my brothers and sisters.
对，当我们正视，当我们去仔细的看，去学习神应许我们的盼望的时候，
when we truly pay attention to and learn about God's hope for us.
不但是今天，就是接下来的这几堂。
Not just about today and the following sessions.
我的祷告是神能够将他的盼望能够怎么样充满你们的情感的。
Our prayer is that God will fill your reservoir overflowing.
然后在你的心灵最深处的地方，
and within your deep within your heart,
你对神拯救的盼望可以让你的生命和你的生活当中展现出这种活力。
That the hope of salvation that you have deep in your heart will lead to life.
所以你生命是活泼的。
So that you have a vibrant life.
对，你的生命是充实的。
It's exciting.
你这个人让人看见的，你自己经历的就是喜乐。
You are a person who has and displays joy.
就是自信的。
You are confident.
就是得到安慰的。
You have received comfort.
你是对生命有勇气的。
You are someone who is brave.
然后呢，是有力量的。
You are someone with strength.
也就是说，你可以把你的生命丰丰富富的为着神的荣耀而活出来。
You are then able to live out the blessings of God.
所以我们今天就说这个神所赐的第一个问题我们要问的就是神所赐的盼望到底是什么呢？
So the first question we need to ask is what does hope from God mean?
当我们属神的儿女在问一件事情的时候我们要问的不是字典里面讲的是什么。
We are asking about something in God, we're not referring to a dictionary definition.
是因为字典里面所讲的是人的使用这个词的方式。
Because then we're talking about how man uses that word.
我们要知道圣经里面怎么解释它。
We want to understand how the Bible defines.
怎么去描述它？
What the Bible means.
因为这是神的心意，是他要让我们了解的。
Because this is God's will. This is what He wants us to understand.
我们了解神怎么样描述他赐给我们的盼望，我们才能够去得到它。
It's only when we understand what God means, what His hope is, that we can grasp it.
这是一个很宝贵的真理。
And this is a great treasure.
也不是只是在我们脑海当中，是让我们在每天的生活当中可以去经历的。
This is not just knowledge for us, but this is something that we experience in our lives on a
daily basis. 那一般当我们用盼望这个词的时候
，Generally, when we use the word hope,
我想我们一般都是这样子用。
We probably use it in this way.
就是说，我们对未来，我们有一个好的憧憬。
We want something for the future.
啊，譬如说啊，就啊，譬如说。孩子说：“哎呀，我盼望爸爸能够早点下班回来。”
So a child may say, "I hope Dad comes home early from work."
那这样呢，我们就可以等一下一起骑车去那冰淇淋店买个冰淇淋。
So if Dad comes home early from work, maybe we can ride our bikes over to the ice cream store.
那当他说期望的时候，当他说这个盼望的时候
，And when you use the word hope in this instance,
他只是希望这件事情能够发生。
It's just something you really want to occur.
他不知道能不能够发生，但他希望，因为这是好的事情啊。
Now you don't know if this is something that will actually happen, but you certainly want it to happen.
那或者是可能有些人说，哎呀，这个我们的盼望呢，就是孩子能够进到一个他喜欢的大学。
For a lot of us, the way we use hope is we say we hope our kids get into a good college in the future.
对不对？那也就是说，进好大学是好事啊，我想要有嘛。
Well, what you're saying is getting into a good college is a great thing. So this is something I would like.
那这是我的盼望。
And this is my hope.
但是，当我们讲到盼望的时候，我们事实上是说，我们对未来我们想要有的东西有一个希望，可是我不知道得不得得到。
So generally, when we say we hope for something, we're saying, well, we don't know if we're going to get it, but we really want it.
对不对？我们要往好的方面去想吗？
We're going to think positively.
我总是要将最好的给我的孩子。
I would love to give the best to my child.
我盼望他得到最好的。
I hope that they get the best.
对不对？或者是我盼望我自己能够得到最好的。
Or I hope I get the best.
但是人的经历多了就知道这些东西不一定发生。
Now, anyone with life experience will tell you that these are things that may not occur.
对不对？多少次你孩子小的时候常跟你讲爸爸妈妈这个好不好？父母就说可以。
How many times as a child you ask mom and dad, hey, can we do this? And your parents say, sure.
结果就每天问。
And you ask every day.
为什么每天问？因为他没得到。
And why do you ask every day? Because you haven't gotten it yet.
然后呢，几周之后，几个月之后，他不问了。
And after a few days, a few weeks later, they stop asking.
因为他发现爸爸妈妈忘记了，或者对他们来讲不重要。
Because they realize that mom and dad have forgotten about it because it's not important to them.
然后孩子渐渐长大，开始不向父母要东西了。
And you get to a point where you stop asking for things from your parents.
不一定是东西，可能是要求他们的时间。
And it may not be you want something, but you may want their time.
因为你发现常常不能兑现。
Because you realize you're not getting it.
那每次希望有好东西发生，可是又不发生的时候，那这个是难过啊。
Because when you keep hoping for something great to happen, but it never occurs, then you're just sad.
那我不想难过啊。
And you don't want to be sad.
所以我们就调整自己。
So we're going to adjust our expectations.
我就不要去希望了。
We're not going to have hope.
不要去希望了。这是我们一般人对盼望的认识。
This is how most of us experience hope.
我们对未来，我们有一个好的盼，有一个好的。这个希望或期待，可是我们不知道得不得得到。
We have a desire for something to, for us to obtain something or for something good to occur, but we don't know if it's something that we will actually get.
或者说，我们可以努力的想要去得到它，但是我们没有完全的把握。
Or we may work hard to obtain this, but we don't have certainty of obtaining it.
但是盼望在圣经里面，神让我们看到他所赐的盼望跟这个是完全不一样的。
But the Bible uses hope in an entirely different way than we do.
当神讲到他所赐给我们盼望的时候
，When God speaks of the hope He gives us,
这个盼望跟我们人的经历是完全不同的。
This hope from God is entirely different than how we've experienced it ourselves.
对不对？怎么说呢？当我们讲我们盼望一件事情的时候，突出的是我对他没把握。
Generally, when we are talking about having hope for something, we are expressing uncertainty.
但是当神将他的盼望赐给我们的时候，神所赐的盼望是有完全把握的。
But when God gives us hope in something, when it's hope in God, that is hope that comes with confidence and certainty.
圣经里面所提到的盼望，不是只是说我们对未来一个好的东西，我们有一个希望去经历到它。
When we're talking about biblical hope, we're not talking about a desire for something great that could happen in the future.
圣经里面神所应许给我们的盼望是这个好东西是你想要的，你一定会得到。
When we talk about biblical hope, when we're talking about something we desire in the future, biblically speaking, there is an expectation that this thing will occur.
也就是说，盼望跟我们一般所讲的希望是不一样的。
So biblical hope is different than the wishes and desires we usually speak of when we use the word hope.
神所赐给我们的盼望是让我们能够有把握的。
The hope we have that comes from God comes with certainty.
神赐给我们的盼望是确定的。
The hope from God, there's certainty in it.
给一个比例，比喻，不是比喻，给个例子。
An example.
我有一个很强烈的把握。
I have a strong certainty.
就是呢，我跟 Cindy 可以，我们的婚姻可以一生一世的。
That my marriage with Cindy, or Pastor James' marriage with Cindy.
只要我们还活着，我们就是
在一起的。They will be married for their entire lives.
那这只是一个希望吗？我不知道未来如何吗？
Now, is this just wishful thinking?
事实上，这不是一个完全没有把握的事情。
Now, this isn't something that's without certainty.
因为就某种程度来说，对我和对他的认识和我们对彼此的这个意志，并且神的应许，我们有一定程度的概念。
There is some certainty based on who we are, our characters, our wills, and the promises that we made to, before God.
毕竟我们今年结婚十八年了。
They're married for 18 years this year.
那十八年当中起起伏伏的是实在的。
And there's been ups and downs.
但是因为没有触礁沉船。没有撞到石头，然后船就沉下去了。
Oh, it's not like the Titanic; they haven't sunk yet.
碰碰撞撞之后，船只是变得更坚固，对不对
？I mean, they hit some rocks and they're battered, but it hasn't sunk yet.
那补好了，那个船是比之前更强壮的船，更能够这个浮在水上的，对不对？
This,
更能够经大暴这个大风大浪。
And this boat that they're in has been reinforced where it's stronger and it floats better than it did before.
但是不是靠着我们的能力啊。
It's not based on our strength
and
ability.
当然我们彼此有彼此的托付，但是也有神的恩典同在，很多神的恩典的同在。
Now we both put in a lot of work. However, there's a lot of grace by God.
那所以当我说我对未来我有个盼望。
So when I say I have hope for the future,
我说我对我们的婚姻有盼望的时候，我不是只是说我希望我们不会离婚。
So when I say I have hope for the future and I hope we don't get divorced and we stay married, it's not just wishful thinking that we'll stay together.
当我说我对我们的婚姻有盼望的时候，我可以有一种什么把握？我可以有一种明确性。
When I say this, that I hope we stay married, I can speak with confidence and certainty.
我可以说，至少从我的观念和我的认识，我对他的认识和我对神的良善，我可以说，我对我们的婚姻和我们之间的爱，我有盼望。
Because of our characters, because of our will, and because we honor God and our lives are centered around God, I can say I have hope for my marriage.
我可以说，因为我们对彼此的了解， 不是只是彼此的承诺而已，而是我们对神的心意的尊重，而且我们愿意在我们的生活当中，我们要走在神的心意当中。
Not just based on that we want to stay together, but because of how God is the center of our lives and the respect that we have for His word, we can walk in Him together.
但是当然呢，我可能错了。
Now I may be wrong.
对不对？我们知道这个人生当中唯一确定的就是一切事物都是不确定的。
The one thing we can be certain of in life is that it is never certain.
但是虽然如此，我还是可以对我自己，对我的太太，我可以有一定的程度的这个信靠。
But I can rely on certainty when it comes to my relationship with my wife.
当然，这不是一个完全不会错的一件事情，就是说不会预测错的事情。
I'm not saying it's infallible.
但是他有一定程度的把握，还有他有一定程度的力量。
But there is a degree of security and confidence.
那因为如此，每天我们过生活，我们早上起床。一天的忙碌，一直到晚上睡觉的时候，我们可以安安稳稳的过生活。
And because of this, no matter what happens in our day, when we go to bed, we can sleep at night.
因为我们对彼此有盼望，因为对我们的神有盼望，是不是？当我们婚姻当中碰到艰难的时候，我们知道我们可以度过。
Because we have our hope together and our hope in God together, we know that when we have rough times in our marriage, God will carry us through.
这样对彼此的盼望和对这个婚姻的盼望，甚至可以到对方生重病的时候。
This hope that we have in each other, this hope that we have, but both comes from God, is something that can see us through difficult times that include severe illnesses.
甚至是生离死别的时候。
Or even includes death.
所以圣经里面神要我们认识的盼望，不是只是希望好的事情可以发生。
Biblical hope is not a mere desire for something good to happen.
它是要我们去追求这个未来好的东西，并且它要我们有把握。
Rather, it is a confident expectation and desire for something good in the future.
当圣经说你要去这个仰望神，或者说你要去盼对神有盼望的时候
，When the Bible says you must have hope in God，
他不是说你就对神碰碰运气吧，你就试试看。
It's not a game of chance where you're like, why don't you try this out？
他的意思是，你就等着吧，你就看着吧，神那伟大的作为会成就的。
It means wait and see, and God's power will be revealed.
我们看希伯来书第六章。九到十二节。
Let's see the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 9 to 12.
希伯来书第九章，第六章九到十二节。
Hebrews 6, 9 to 12.
在希伯来书的作者在警告信徒要小心。不要流失你的信，他们的信心之后，不要失去他们的信心。就是你有许多属灵的经历，但是你却没有真正得到神的救恩。
There, this warning is readers, this part. 嗯。Warning his readers that it's possible for people who have had.Remarkable religious experiences to commit apostasy and go beyond the point of no return.
他警告一些自己认为是基督徒的人说：“你要小心，你虽然有一些属灵的经历，但是呢，你却是没有真正信心的根基，你是流失的人。”
Even though you've had some good experiences and you see yourself as believers,
当他警告他们之后，他对当时的信徒他这样说
：“And he tells us to believers.
他说：不过啊。”亲爱的弟兄们，我们虽然是这样子说，但是对于你们，我们却是深信你们有更好的表现，这个结局就是能够得救，因为神并不是不公义，以致忘记了你们的工作和你们为他的名所表现的爱心， 就是你们以前服侍圣徒，现在还是服侍他们。我们深愿你们个人都能够表现同样的热忱，一直到底，使你们的盼望，使你们的盼望可以完全的实现。并且不要懒惰，却要效法那些凭着信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
So Hebrews chapter 6 verses 9 to 12. Though we speak thus, yet in your case, beloved, we feel sure of better things that belong to salvation. For God is not so unjust as to overlook your work and the love which you showed for his sake in serving the saints, as you still do. And we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness in realizing the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
希伯来书是一卷讲信心的。
The book of Hebrews is a book about hope.
信心。
Oh, faith.
Yeah. 讲到的是一个真信心。
It talks about a true faith.
讲到是一个有根基的信心。
About a faith that has roots.
讲到是一个对永生的生命能够有把握的信心。
A faith that has certainty in salvation.
是一个讲到不是只是对未来进天国有信心。
Not just a faith about going to heaven.
而是今天在这个世上，神的儿女因着信心所活出来的这个光明的生活。
But a faith that allows brothers and sisters, children of God, to live a life that displays God's glory.
但是这里面我们刚刚读到的经文，我们看见了就是这个信心的表现。
But what we just read, we see the manifestation of faith.
是一种对他们在主耶稣基督里面盼望的坚持。
It shows a hope in God.
当我们从 a perseverance for the hope that is in Christ. Okay. 这个神的话在这边对信徒说。
God's words to believers.
我是对神说，我对你们是有信心的。
God tells his believers, I have faith in you.
因为我看见你的生活。
Because I've seen your lives.
因为我看见你生活的表现，我看见你对生命的热忱，我看见你对服事的这个追求，这就是你在神里面的一种坚持。
Because I have seen the work that you do, the love that you have for others, I see the perseverance of your hope.
第十一节他说，我盼望的就是，我希望你们就是能够表现这样的热忱是一直到底的。
In verse 11 he says, I hope that the zeal that you have for serving endures to the end.
所以在你们里面所对神对主耶稣基督有的盼望是能够完全的实现。
So that the hope that you have in God may be fully seen.
一个人信耶稣
，A person who believes in Jesus，
不能只是因为哦，我听了一篇道，然后我流了眼泪。
Isn't just because I heard a very moving sermon and I cried。
不能只是我去了一个这个圣诗的音乐演奏会，然后我的心情很澎湃。
Not because you went to a Christian concert and you were so moved by the emotions there.
不能只是说，因为我跟着朋友去了一个退休会，然后我在里面，哎呀，我的这个感觉就很好。
Not because I went to a retreat with my friends and I just had such a good feeling from it.
因为这些是短暂的。
Because this is temporary.
这些是会过去的。
This will all pass.
这是一种属灵的经历。
It's just a spiritual experience.
但不是信心的实际。
But it's not true to faith.
也不会有一个对盼望的坚持。
It will not have a perseverance of hope.
Right. 也不会一种对信心的坚持。但是，换句话来说，一个真正的信心啊
，a true faith，
是会坚持的走在神的心意当中的。
Will continue to endure and walk in God's will.
坚持地走在神的心意当中，而看见神的供应。
We'll continue to persevere and walk in God's way and see His provisions.
而看见神的维护、保护。
See God's protection.
然后看见神的祝福。
And see God's blessings.
这是 每日每刻都可以得到的。
This is something that every person can obtain every day.
所以你看到吗？事实上，神很清楚地告诉我们。
So God is very clear when He tells us.
一个对神，你说是对他的话语也好，你对他的圣灵的回应也好，对教会事工的服事也好。当一个人对神是敬虔的，这个就反映出这个人真正得救的证实。
When someone is sincere before God, no matter what their service is, how they treat others, how they live their life, you truly see that they have their hope in God.
I know that's really hard.
That was really long.
Thank you, Kelly. That was a good one.
The perseverance we have for godliness and sanctification is really the proof of a genuine faith. It's really the proof that someone is truly saved. 我们对神的坚持反映出来的就是我们真正得救的确据。Our daily pursuit of God reflects the truth and the genuineness of our salvation. 这就是为什么在圣经里面，这个圣经的作者说，我看着你们的生活，我看着你的生命，我在神的面前，我有确信你们是属神的人。
This is why the writer of the book of Hebrews can say, I've seen your lives, I've seen your work, and I know that you are in God.
你不但在属灵里面有你有这些经历。
You just don't have these experiences in faith.
你在心灵里面你觉得被神触摸到。在你的心灵里面你觉得你被圣灵触摸到。
You feel you've been touched in by the Spirit?
Right. 你过去爱主。
You love God before.
你过去服事。
You've served before.
你过去热忱。
You've shown love to others.
但是你今日仍然如此。
But today.
你还是关心圣徒。
You still love others.
你还是关心福音的事工。
You still care about the work of the
gospel. 你还是对教会的弟兄姐妹们有这个爱心。
You still show love to brothers and
sisters. 你还是对那些心灵伤痛，然后这个生命失丧的人的灵魂，你是有这么的有这个敏锐的爱心。
You care for the comfort of others. As well as salvation of others.
你过去有。
You had it in the past.
你现在也有。
You still have it.
我相信你坚持的会有。
And I believe that you will continue to have it.
这是因为神给我们在主耶稣基督里面的盼望在推动的时候我们。
This is because of the hope that God gives us that continues to move us forward.
我们下一回会讲到这么好的盼望，我们到底盼望什么呢？
The next time we're going to talk about this, we're going to talk about this hope is so great, but what are we hoping for?
有很多。
There's lots to hope for.
但是你知道，我们对于进天国的这个盼望，我们人离世之后进天国的这个盼望，或是主耶稣基督再来的这个盼望，这个是支持我们去走人生道路的盼望。
The hope that we have in going to heaven, the hope that we have in Christ returning to earth, this is what moves us forward in our lives.
一个没有这样目标的人，在人生当中是会迷失的。
So for somebody who does not have a hope in the future, to have confidence that this will happen, you're lost in life.
一个没有这样盼望的人，只能对人产生盼望，而人都会是会让人失望的。
A person who does not have this hope in God can only have hope in people, and people will always disappoint you.
所以他说，我深愿，第十一节，我深愿你们个人都能够不断地表现这样的热忱一直到底，所以你们的盼望，神所赐给你们的盼望，你们人生的道路，人生的目标，你可以完完全全的实现，就是你能够完完全全的经历到它。
So in verse 11, when they say, we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness, to have the full assurance of hope till the end, we're saying that, I lost the thread of that. That was long.
Me too. That is why Scripture says, I want to see that you continue in your zeal. I want to see that you continue in your love and pursuit of Christ and in love and pursuit of in God's service till the end so that you can experience the fullness of the hope because the hope is the goal and is the object of your life. That is the direction that motivates you. to continue to live. That is what God wants you to experience.
因为我们有对神如此的盼望，然后我们对这个盼望有如此的坚持。
Because we have a...
This hope. Yeah, what? Good. 我们有这样的盼望。
I don't even know if you're translating for yourself anymore. I'm getting confused.
因为我们有这样的盼望。
Because we have this hope.
因为我们对这样的盼望能够去坚持它。
Because we can persevere in this hope.
第十二节说，我们就能够经历到那些因着信心在这个世上能够忍耐，用信心，用喜乐去忍耐过生活的人。
So verse 12 says, you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
对，我们要承受忍耐，没错。
Yes, we must endure.
但是这是因为我们能够破茧而出，得到神的应许。
Because this is so we can receive God's promises.
马丁，我想马丁路德金讲过这句话。Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King said.
他说，没有人喜欢黑夜。
Nobody likes the night.
The dark night.
The dark night.
但是在最深的黑夜当中，星光是最闪亮的。
But it is in the deepest, darkest parts of the night that hope is the brightest.
神赐给我们的盼望是那星光。
The hope from God is this bright light.
它是让我们得到希望，真正的希望，盼望。
He gives us true hope.
但是我们要去竭力的去得到它。
What is
我们要努力，我们要努力的去得到它。
We must work hard to obtain it.
我们要爱我们的主。
We must love our God.
我们要奉主耶稣基督的名去爱人。
We must love others in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要用热忱来服侍。
We must serve with love.
这个热忱是对主的热忱。
This is a love that is the love that we have for God.
主的热忱激励我去能够爱人服侍人。
God gives us this love so we can serve others.
我们要去追求神所赐给我们的盼望。
We must pursue the hope that God gives us.
是有把握的盼望。
A hope that comes with certainty.
是一定会兑现的盼望。
A hope with confidence.
在我们的生命当中，没有比这个更值得我们去追求并且得着的。
There is nothing else in our life that's worth pursuing more than this.
让你从神里面得到的盼望，作为你生命当中的一盏明灯。
We want the hope that you receive from God to be what lights your path.
使你永远可以走入神所引领你的道路。
So you can walk according to the will of God.
让我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Father God, we thank you.
主，你赐给我们的盼望是何等的美好。
The hope that you have given us, Lord, is amazing.
啊，我们对你所赐的盼望的认知是这么的少。
We don't really understand your hope, Lord.
但是我们知道，我们人生的中途并不是在这个我们从这个世离世之后就结束了。
But we know, Lord, that our journey does not end with our lives here on earth.
我们知道，在主耶稣基督里面，我们是有永生的盼望。
We know that in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, we have hope for eternal life.
而这个永生的盼望是能够在神你的面前，是能够完全不受到罪恶阻拦的这种敬拜和从你那边来的祝福。
And that this hope in eternal life, Lord, is what gives us the ability to be able to worship you.
但是更美好的是，这种盼望不是只有我们到了天堂才能够得到的。
Even better, Lord, this hope is not something we don't obtain until we get to heaven.
你所赐给我们的盼望是我们今天属于你的儿女都可以得到的。
The hope that you give us is one that we can all have when we are your child.
因为你的话语是不变的。
Because your words do not change.
因为你的拯救是有根基的。
Because your salvation is true.
你是我们的磐石。You are.
You are our rock.
你是我们的高台。
You are our fortress.
你是我们的拯救。
You are our salvation.
你是永远不离弃我们的主。
You are a God who never abandons us.
求主你让我们坚持你的盼望。
Let us persevere in your hope, God.
让我们以你所赐的盼望来度过我们的人生。
So that, Lord, we may use your hope to lead us through our lives.
感谢主。
We thank you, God.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray everything in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yeah.